Hello, I'm Trevor Rosenbaum, and you're listening to Quick Career Convos by the UNO College of Business Administration Career Center.
Sales may seem intimidating at first. Often, sales can be associated with high-pressure situations and targets to reach. While this isn't inaccurate, you will find in this episode that sales is more than sitting at a desk, making phone calls, and trying to sell a product. In this episode of Quick Career Convos, we speak with Dr. Shannon Cummins about the sales concentration at UNO. Dr. Cummins teaches sales, sales management, negotiations, and international marketing courses here at UNO. Dr. Cummins also has research interests in sales and sales education. With all that being said, let's get into this conversation with Dr. Cummins. Dr. Cummins, thank you so much for taking the time to join our podcast today. For our first question, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and your experience in sales and also what you do at UNO now?
Sure, Trevor. As you said, I'm Shannon Cummins. I'm the director for the Center for Professional Sales here at UNO. I'm originally from Nebraska, and I'm back here at UNO after stints in Washington, D.C. and abroad and in Wisconsin. And I used to work in development, membership, sales, and lobbying, and now I run the sales center, which means I connect business partners who are looking to hire sales people or people who are interested in sales, and I train students so that they can have good sales skills, which are transferable to any industry, and they can really advance their career more quickly.
Okay, So can you give us a broad overview of what the sales concentration teaches students here at UNO?
Sure. So our concentration focuses on giving students, regardless of, you know, their other concentrations. Perhaps they have other concentrations in the business college or not in the business college. They have majors elsewhere. We focus on giving those students a broad transferable communication and presentation skill set so that they can take those skills of communicating with people, presenting and understanding information to any industry, field, or role. So each of our classes includes real-world business situations that students learn about, they practice, and then they engage with professionals. So it's very hands-on, learning how to talk with individuals, how to get individuals to share information, and how to collaboratively come up with solutions.
Mm-hmm. So would you say the sales concentration is more focused towards like what you normally think of as a sales job of someone being on the phone all day trying to sell a certain product, or is it more of skills you learn that help you with whatever else you're doing?
It should prepare you for any role. So I think one of the main things we try to talk about in our sales classes, in our introductory sales classes, that notion you just discussed of a traditional sales role is not very common actually in the roles that we try to prepare people for. So professional sales oftentimes is very collaborative. And you are not on the phone all day selling a singular product. Instead, you're engaging with customers, trying to really understand their situation, help them diagnose problems, and then collaboratively come up with a solution together. Most professional sales are not cookie cutter sales or not like single product sales. They're more solution-based selling. And so it's more complicated than most people really assume. I think that's because most of us have experience with retail sales, where there's only so many products in the store and people are trying to sell some of those products. But in professional sales, almost everything is customizable. And so we are not just selling one widget all day over the phone. And so I think a lot of what we do is prepare people with communication skills, questioning skills, communication skills, such that they can take those skills anywhere, whether it be a role that has sales in the title or not. And many of our professional sales roles don't even include sales in the title. So they're kind of a hidden area of the workforce. That's actually one of the largest areas of the workforce.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. That clears that up for me. If I'm remembering correctly, I think someone mentioned last semester, I remember someone mentioning that sales is one of the newest concentrations here at UNO. If that is correct, what led to the decision to make sales a concentration?
Sure. I think it was a long-term goal by the college's leadership. I think it's very clear to anyone in education or in business that there is a demand for skilled sales professionals. Not enough people are coming into that workforce. It's retiring quickly. And those roles have quick advancement potential and high pay. So in short, they're very good at job opportunities, and there's not enough students who have those skills or who are aware of the job opportunities that are out there. And so it was a long-term goal to try to make our student population more marketable and have them have faster career success by giving them these skills. So it's really a skill that everyone benefits from, and you can take anywhere, regardless of whether you're an accountant or a finance major or a marketing major. There are sales jobs in all of those areas. And, you know, an accountant professor told me when we decided to have this concentration, he said, you know, I have to be honest that the lead accountants, that the, you know, essentially presidents of the accounting firms are not the best accountants necessarily. They're the best salespeople. Right? They can communicate with clients. They can get clients on board. They can understand their situations, and they can form a partnership. And so I think sales is one of those skill sets that augments any other skill set you have. So it's not a standalone skill set, but it's a skill set that is useful in all domains.
Yeah. So you're kind of already talking about this, where our next question is going, how sales helps with everything else. And it's really a skill set more than anything. So the answer to this question may be all CBA concentrations, but are there other CBA concentrations that work especially well in combination with sales?
Sure. Yeah, there are. And we offer a sales concentration both as a primary and a secondary. So you can get a standalone sales concentration and again, work in any industry, or you can have an industry in mind. Like, I want to work in finances and get a finance concentration, also get a sales concentration. We also offer a sales minor. So we have students who are engineering majors and who come over and get a sales minor with us, such that they can work in communication, work with customers, and be essentially technical salespeople for, you know, engineering related products. So to answer your question, I would say, because all of our classes are listed as marketing classes, MRKT is their designation, or MKT, it works especially well with marketing, because you can basically take the same classes and get a marketing concentration and a sales concentration at the same time. It also works pretty well with entrepreneurship, because that's also in our same department. It also works well with management, because some of our courses are cross-listed as management courses. So our sales classes are also management courses. But again, we have students from all concentrations get a secondary concentration in sales, because they know it will help them advance more quickly in their chosen field.
Yeah, just in my experience recording these podcasts and having other faculty members on to talk about a different concentration, a lot of them have mentioned sales when I've asked a similar question. Shifting gears a little bit, are there any CBA organizations or other resources that students should take advantage to grow their industry knowledge in sales?
Yeah, I would absolutely say join the sales team. If you take our introductory sales course and you enjoy it, you can choose to join sales team. We just came back from a national competition in Maryland. We took 5 students and we had the grand champion of speed selling. We had a finalist, another finalist of speed selling, and we had a runner-up in role play. And we had a group winner in appointment setting call. And those are opportunities, again, to just develop actual sales skills, to become more confident in your ability to interact with professionals. And it's a great opportunity to travel and to get credit. If you participate for 2 semesters in sales team, you can get course credit, 3 hours of course credit toward the sales certificate or the sales concentration. And so I think it's a great opportunity that really just affords students the opportunity to say, wow, I really am good at this. I'm competitive, not just at my university, but I am competitive and a high quality communicator at a national level competition with students from across the country. And I can interact with, you know, the chairman of Purdue Foods, which is a, you know, easily a Fortune 500 company, I would suggest. And we had a student, we had 5 students who, you know, directly interacted with the chairman of Purdue Foods at that competition. So I think it's just an opportunity to expand horizons, and it really affords students the opportunity to realize that the sky's the limit with the sales skills that they've developed, and that they can go work anywhere in any industry with any group of people with any background.
Yeah. So it sounds like this sales team is maybe a little different than other CBA organizations, or at least the meetings that I've went to, where it's really, they bring in a speaker who speaks to you and you don't really have much involvement. But you would say the sales team is more competitive and it actually is a team and you're practicing those sales skills in that organization.
Yeah, I think you're right. You're absolutely right. So we bring in outside professionals to coach the students, but primarily our goal is to give them experience doing actual sales tasks, having meetings with clients, being prepared to respond to unexpected objections. And we practice, this semester we practiced on Friday mornings, getting students ready for a grocery store-based professional selling scenario where they were selling to a brand manager, essentially, or a category manager. And then we actually went to the competition where they actually competed. So you're right. You won't sit in a chair and listen to a speaker. Instead, you'll be working with one another and on the sales team and your sponsor to get ready to actually compete and to try something out. And we always have alternates. And so those people don't participate in all of the competitive events. It's who we think at the end is ready to compete in the competitive events. But the goal is that everybody goes, everybody learns, everybody advances, and everybody comes back to the next competition ready to perform and do an even better job.
Mm-hmm. You talked about earlier how, I remember you mentioning engineers and accountants, both are people that really benefit from sales skills. So do students that take the sales concentration, do they end up in a wide variety of careers like that? Or is there a more general career path that sales students normally take?
That's an excellent question. Literally any field or industry has sales. From account managers to new business development reps, they come in all different titles and names. In general, all of these introductory sales roles start out with a more specialized clientele or a more specialized product set. And then over time, you'll get larger clients, more valuable territories, right? Or basically larger sales. And so those intro sales roles can happen in any field. I mean, any field, services, products, technology, consulting, human resources, anything. You can start in any field you want to. You can stay in that field or you can switch fields because again, the skill set is transferable. So if you know how to talk with people, you know how to present information, you know how to work collaboratively, you can go from paint to software to education, and the field isn't so important. So you can really start anywhere. And I have, in my mind, I'm thinking of the vice president of Union Pacific who came and talked to our sales students one time. And he was, if I remember correctly, he was an accountant, never intended to go into sales, but he had some mentors that suggested if you really wanted to advance your career, you needed to learn how to talk with people and you needed these sales skills. And so he took a sales role thinking that he was going to hate it, having a preconceived notion about what it was, and he was going to be on the phone all day pushing products. And he ended up completely changing his perspective, enjoyed his time in the sales role, learned a lot, said that he understood the business because of the sales role. He understood the customers, the internal side, the external side. And he said, without that sales role, he never would have advanced to vice president of Union Pacific because it gave him the tools he needed to be able to run the organization and deal with all of the different groups in the organization, both internal and external. And I think that's what we're trying to do with the sales concentration is give students the initial skills to be able to work across the organization, regardless of what industry it's in or what company they're at, such that they can advance. Whether they stay in a sales role or they move into HR or recruitment or management or finance, we have a lot of people who will take an introductory sales role, excel in it, and that affords them the opportunity to move into a different area of the organization. So not everybody stays in sales, right? But at some level, every role benefits from those sales skills and you can move up the ladder more quickly.
Yeah, I think that example or that story you just shared really does show what you've been talking about with all the other questions about how sales helps with other things. What are some employers in the Omaha area that students should look into if they're interested in taking their sales skills they learn in the classroom and maybe move into an internship or a full-time position?
Well, how long do you have? There's so many companies in Omaha, right? We're very fortunate here to have really large companies and also, you know, smaller, you know, recent startups that have really blossomed. So really any company that you name has sales roles and has people or roles that would benefit from additional sales skills. But we have 15 partner companies here at the Sales Center at UNO who work with us to help train and recruit our students. So they're Fortune 100, 300 firms like, you know, Mutual of Omaha, Pacific Life, Union Pacific, to smaller local industry leaders like Omaha National and CED. And these companies are all selected to work with our students, and I'll commit to work with our students primarily to help those students develop sales skills. So they come in, they role play with students. They come in and they receive pitches and give feedback. They do appointment setting phone calls over the phone. They offer professional development events that they pay for the cost. So you go have lunch, learn about an industry, develop a skill, or learn more about a certain industry or certain role. So, you know, resume reviews, all sorts of things that we offer. Those are all because of our partner companies. And so that's a great place, I think, to explore for students. Through our introductory sales course, you will be, or all students would be, exposed to these companies at a pitch event and at other events. And they can start to say to themselves, oh, I like that sales role. I like this type of role. I like this type of company. This industry is interesting to me. This might be somewhere to start. And by no means do we expect all of our students to take a role with these 15 partner companies, but it's kind of a stepping stone to kind of understand what you do and don't like. And then we can help you find other companies that might be similar to the ones you do like, or maybe similar to the roles you like or the industry. So I would say nothing is out of bounds, but we do kind of provide students, I guess, a waiting to kind of see what they like out of those 15 companies and industries and roles so that they have an idea when they go out and look outside of UNO and outside of our partnerships. Mm-hmm.
Just having this conversation right now, I'm kind of inspired to look into the sales concentration or maybe at least take a sales class. And I'm guessing some other students listening are in the same situation. So I guess I would just ask, what is your sales pitch for a student who's showing a little interest in sales?
I'd say try it, right? Sales isn't probably what you thought it is. It's probably more conversational, more collaborative, and less salesy than you think it is. So try it. It's fun. It's interactive. It's very much about conversation, asking questions of others to learn more. And if you can really understand who you're talking with and understand their situation, that's when relationships, partnerships, and sales get made. So if you're curious, you know, give it a try. Enroll in our 3100 class. And if you like it, you can take it consultative selling. You can take sales management. You can take sales team. There's a lot of options.
All right. One final question. Do you have any other advice for students?
Well, I'd say, you know, if you're curious about stuff and you like talking with people rather than to people, then you'll probably go far in sales.
All right. Dr. Cummins, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with us today.
Hey, thanks, Trevor. Have a great day.
Too.
Pursuing a concentration in sales may seem intimidating, but it can also be a highly rewarding career path, or it can reward you within your chosen career path. Today, we learned from Dr. Shannon Cummins that the sales concentration at UNO-CVA provides students with a broad overview of the field, as well as specialized skills in sales that help you regardless of what position you work. While sales might not be for everyone, it is a critical aspect of most businesses, making it a viable career option with various paths for growth and development. Dr. Cummins shared several resources that students can take advantage of, such as CVA organizations and internships, to grow their industry knowledge of sales. We hope this episode has helped you gain a better understanding of the sales concentration and the opportunities it provides.
This has been Quick Career Convos. If you have any ideas, comments, or questions regarding this podcast, please email UNO Career Center CVA at unomaha.edu with podcast in the subject line. If you would like to have UNO-specific career advice in your feed, be notified of events on campus, play weekly career trivia, and more, then follow our Instagram at UNO Career Center CVA. Quick Career Convos is a UNO CVA Career Center production. Our music is created by Nico Staff. Until next time, I'm Trevor Rosenbaugh.